Today's message is called The Power to Choose. The Power to Choose. And it's based on starting in Deuteronomy 11. There's lots of great things in Deuteronomy 11. But in verses 26 to 28, this is the beginning three verses of the reading for today. It's translated in the TLV C, but the parentheses, the Hebrew word here is re'eh, which is the name of the parashat. Re'eh, as I said earlier, is a future version of ro'eh, okay? And it's a future imperative of ro'eh. So re'eh is see, like there's no punctuation there. This needs to have a bang symbol, like maybe three bang symbols before, because in Spanish you have some before and some after. That's what it needs. It needs three bang symbols backward before it and three afterward. See! Because that's how it should be read. See! In other words, get involved. Use your eyes. Look around. See what? I am setting before you today a blessing. The Hebrew is bracha. From Baruch, the word Baruch comes from the same word, bracha. A blessing, bracha, and a curse. Is that word in there? Yes, it is. The word is kelala. Kelala. Kelala in Hebrew means curse. Okay? It literally means curse. So the correct translation, you have a blessing before you and you have a curse before you. Verse 27, the blessing, if you shema. It says listen, but actually the Hebrew word is shema. The blessing if you shema. Shema means to prove that you listened, that you heard by doing what it said. The proof comes after you do it. Not, hey, yeah, I heard you, Dad. I'm going to clean my room. No. If you heard me, Dad, you're going to clean my room, get with it and go clean it right now. Boy, Dad would be so excited. Like, oh, my gosh. I have a military operation going on here. If you shema to them, it's vote of Adonai. We translate that as the commandments of Adonai, your God, that I am commanding you today. I mean, this doesn't cut anything. I'm commanding you today. He's not saying I'm giving you suggestions. I'm giving you commandments. I'm giving you things you need to do. There are no ifs and buts. And there's no difference that you don't have another alternative. But there is an alternative. And he brings it to you. Verse 28. But the curse, the kelala, if you do not shema, lo shema. If you don't shema, the mitzvot of Adonai, your God, but turn from the way that I'm commanding you today. That the way is haderech. In Hebrew, that has a lot more meaning. If you turn away from haderech, haderech Adonai is Yeshua, by the way. I am the way, I am haderech. Ani haderech is how he would have said it in Hebrew. If you turn from the way that I'm commanding you today to go after other gods that you've not known. Oh, so we can actually get trapped into things that are not really known right now. 20 years ago, this was not there. 20 years ago, a watch that you could talk to, it's only in Dick Tracy. Nobody knows who Dick Tracy is. Look it up. He got his watch and he could talk. I can talk to, in fact, I can say, hey, Siri. And sometimes the watch said, start talking to me. I'm surprised this one didn't answer. Think. We didn't have this stuff. Can you go anywhere without this? I'm talking about me. not you. So I say, oh, no, I don't have to have that. And then I took it to the bathroom. I got up from the table, and I had to go to the bathroom, so I went to the bathroom with my watch, with my phone. And you know, something talking to me, someone talking to me, said, oh, does that help you go to the bathroom? You do better when this is with you? You know, is it less smelly or less wet? Or, you know, there's some benefit to have this thing there. I mean, maybe at that point I can talk to you know, Siri and say, hey, that really did not feel good. And so Marilyn's been messing with Siri, and she has new vocabulary and answers for her that she didn't have before. Because, you know, tells her to shut up and go to sleep, Siri. Don't bother me. Don't be listening to me. So I can talk whatever I want to. I can preach whatever I want to. But the reality is, this is more necessary than hardly anything. This is taking the place of Adonai. You talk to Adonai in the bathroom? You bet. I do. I have big conversations taking a bath. I'm lost in the water. And I'm solving problems and talking to him like nothing. I'm not ashamed that I'm naked. I'm just talking to him. So at some point, Marilyn said, you leaving any water for any guests here? Or, you know, are you coming out of there anytime soon? Oh. So what time is it? Blah, blah, it's this time. And go like, oh, I've been like 25 minutes in here. Oh, okay. Well, I could say I'm talking to God. Yeah. The fact is that things like this can take our time, and that you and I are not exempt. I'm not exempt. I'm not exempt. So look, this is a one-pager, okay? Adonai Yah has given us free moral agency. That is, we have the power to choose at every point. Every time we get to a fork, we can choose to go left or go right. We can choose. We always have the power to choose. But what he does is he says to us, duh, you have the power to choose. By the way, if you choose my way, it's going to go good for you. So the Hebrew word is bracha. But if it's not, it's going to be kelala. It's going to be a cursed life. So you can choose the blessing, or you can choose a living that's devoid of the blessing. A living devoid of the blessing is cursed. The thing about a curse or curse is that something is doing it, right? That is external to us. Well, the enemy doesn't have any love words for us. The enemy doesn't have any friendship words for us. Don't be fooled. Don't be fooled. Satan does not have love, not an ounce of it. Well, CGS, not a centigram of it. A CG, okay? He doesn't have any of it. He has zero, and he's never going to have it. He's never going to have love. He's never going to have friendship for you. And, you know, friendship with the world is enmity against God. Somebody said that in the Bible. That's called living cursed. That's called living cursed or living accursed. Where does the curse come from? Because the word of God has both. Has this if you do and that if you don't. The this if you do is life things, and that if you don't is curse things. In today's believing world, the idea, even the idea, the Almighty allows us to be cursed is foreign. In the body of Messiah, such language is no longer accepted. It's unfathomable. So, Steve, how do you say that word? What he said. This work, this week's Torah reading, started with Re'eh. And it's a future perfect, okay, command form of to see. But what it really means is to take a closer look, to behold or to observe. Observing is something, there's an activity involved when you're observing, okay? The word shares the same root as the Hebrew word. It's the root of the pa'al verb to see, which is ro'eh. I already said that. It is interesting that in the Hebrew word hineni or hine is translated behold, and this word can be also translated behold. And hineni is a really important word. Today's reading deals with the choices that we have to make in living a life dedicated to His Torah. These choices ultimately bring choosing life or death. Choosing if you obey His commandments. Kid yourself not. He wasn't making suggestions, or He was talking about His commandments. That you will get life if you follow His commandments and do them. But it also tells us that if we don't, then we're going to get something else. Either way, you're going to get something. You can either get life or you can get cursing, basically a form of death as a live person. At the beginning of today's reading, it also talks about the Mo'adim. Okay? I don't want to talk about that because I have plenty of time to talk about that. It's coming up. We have the power to choose, in other words. And we want to have the power to choose. We don't want it taken away from us. And He understands that. So He didn't just say, you know, He's giving a bad rap. It's like He just spoke. You know, the believing world makes Him sound like some kind of Hitler or some kind of a, you know, person like that. You know, like, this way, rah, 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 rah. It's got to be an old guy with grumpy, for sure, right? But that's really not it. No, it's not even close. The fact is that He said to us, look, you can choose this way or that way. I'm not going to make you. That's what's not being said here. I am not going to make you. I'm not going to pursue you to make sure that you do these things. I'm leaving it to you as a free moral agent. You choose. You choose behind curtain number one or curtain number two. You know, there's a machine gun in curtain behind one of the curtains and a car behind the other. You want to play the game? Do you want to play the game now? You get the car. You know, everybody wants a car, right? Defensive kind of thing. Or you get a machine gun shooting you and you're dead. How would you like that? That sounds like a Osama bin Laden kind of idea, or some of those folks. Here's the deal. The Torah requires that we see, observe, not only what we gain by following Yah, but also what we lose if we don't. This portion happens every year between Tisha B'Av and the High Holy Days. Every year. In Tisha B'Av, we are reminded of how bad things have happened to our people. And it's a sad day to remember that. Okay? But that it also reminds us that if we continue on, we will go through the days of awe and come right into the High Holy Days. What about the High Holy Days? We're going to be in His presence. And in the presence of Adonai, there's fullness of joy. I didn't say that it says it in the Bible. In the presence of Adonai, there's fullness of joy. There's going to be glory His glory is going to spill over so that we can have joy. Okay? This parashat follows Ekev. Ekev, when I spoke about it last week, okay, actually talked about super obedience. Super obedience yields super blessing. But here, Moses continued with choices and behavior. Look, you make the choice. It's up to you. That's really important. You make the choice. Actually, no pastor can forget that. Because ultimately, when I look at the role here, there's nobody on the payroll. I don't have a thing over nobody. I really don't have the capacity to be able to go and point my finger and you say anything. Because you are, after all, a free moral agent. You choose to come or you choose to not come. And do I know? Oh, I want to require you. I'd love to require you. Tell me if you're not going to be here. But if I said that, you'd go, oh, he's getting a little weird. He's getting really weird now. Okay? And they say, well, that's a famous thing, the chief shepherd way. That's how Maranatha used to do it. I actually don't like that either. I'm really private, okay? I'm really private. I like privacy. So I don't necessarily want to have spread out over here that I'm wearing blue underwear. Or whatever I'm doing. I know. Be aware that this is happening in the wilderness prior to the entry into the land of promise. Reminder, the old generation is dead. You got rid of the old guys. Okay, if we did that right now and purged, all the old people be purged. Okay, that would leave, I'm in Stephen, and Kyle, and Carly. And then the threesome there. That's the three musketeers there, okay? And then maybe one or two others. Pat, you and I'd be gone. We wouldn't be here. And you know, lots of... Jackie, I don't think you'd be here either. Because you have adult children, so there's got to be some... You know, you're at least 40 years old. See, two paths are laid in front of the people. The choice is the people's choice. Look, it's the people's choice. They need to see both so that they can make an intelligent decision. Just as we need two eyes to determine perception, depth perception can only happen if you have a difference in the signal. It's a minus. It's like, it's the same way that the control system works, Sam. Signal, minus. Go around the control system. Blessings and curses are set before the Israelites. And indeed, blessings and curses are set before us today. Oh, yeah? Therefore, we need to make a choice. There is no middle road here. Okay? There's no confusion here. There's no gray area at all. Look, we cannot stumble into disobedience. Ooh, I like that statement even if I wrote it. We cannot stumble into disobedience. In every case, disobedience has happened because I did something willfully. It's not like, ah, oh, Lord, I really was not guilty. You don't come before him confessing your sin, going, well, Lord, I'm just doing it because you said to, because I just really didn't do anything. Like, really? Disobedience is a choice, my friend. So in that sense, Adonai is pro-choice. It's a decision. Yah's given us a view and a vision, and we have the power to see and experience the consequences. In the reading, it's evident that in order to fully live in the land, okay, to live in the life that's promised by Adonai, you have to cross over. They have to cross over. Nice point here. They have to cross over the Jordan River. They have to leave and go to the other side. We are in this throughout biblical history. You see, that happens all the time in biblical history. Our father Abraham crossed the Euphrates, and they gave him a name, Hebrew. The word Hebrew means crossed over. The Israelites had to cross over the Red Sea. The disciples had to cross the Sea of Galilee, which is not that big. How do you call this thing big, a big Sea of Galilee? You can see the other side. You can see everything in Israel when you go around the Kinneret, the Sea of Galilee. I'm going like, I mean, it's just like from here to there. It's not really far. How do they have these storms and everything? So I actually asked the question and said, do storms happen in the Sea of Galilee? And the answer is yes. And it has to do with the fact that there's a mountain range all around it. And the winds come in and have a path to go. And they accelerate down the mountain and accelerate across the water. And it can create instantaneous storms and waves that are 5 to 8 feet are not uncommon. That's what it says in Wikipedia, whatever it is. Look, we have to cross over the old life to get a new one, right? We have to leave something behind and cross over. The truth of the matter is we need to behold him. We shall behold him face to face. You have to behold him. See, behold, the Lord said. We need to take a closer look and then listen to what he said. He gives us like an incentive. If you go it my way, you're going to have blessing. If you don't do it my way, you're going to have cursing. Choose ye. Now, I wish that you would choose life. Have you heard that in the Bible? I wish that you would choose life. So, how do these things relate to spiritual depth perception? There's a connection between the spiritual and the physical realms. Our physical lives set the stage for spiritual blessings. The English writer John Haywood wrote, "We cannot see the forest from the trees." I've heard that? Now you know who wrote it, who said it. But this applies spiritually also. Are we so focused on details that we miss the big picture? Or are we focused on the big picture and miss the details? Are we so intent on the future that we cannot see the things that are in front of us right now? You see, Re'eh, this reading requires that we need to make a distinction between the forest and the trees. There are times that we need to be able to see, oh, I see the tree, not just the forest. We have to have the depth perception to really see both the trees and the forest, good and evil, and how they impact each other and how that plays out in my life. But the Lord came to give us life and life more abundant. He gave us vision. And he gave us 2020 vision. Therefore, we can sing an old song. You know that I get songs. If I have a song, I know that I'm in the right track. So I'm going through this and saying, there ain't no songs. Lord, no. I got a song. Here it is. I can see clearly now the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's going to be a bright, bright, sunshiny day. It's going to be a bright, bright, sunshiny day. Who wrote that? Anybody know? John Nash. What year? So Nash, Stills, Nash, and Young, right? That, those folks. And what year? 1972. I think that's when you graduated from high school or something. No? No? Something like that. Or you moved to South Florida. Or you got to Gainesville in 72. I can see clearly now the rain is gone. That's what I want for you guys. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's going to be a bright, bright, sunshiny Shabbat. Amen. So, in conclusion, we need spiritual vision that has depth perception so that we can see clearly the choices that are before us. So here's a question. Have you ever asked the question, do you see what I see? Another song. Do you see what I see? What did the Lord ask us? Same question. Except he's the one asking it. Do you see what I see? Do you see what I, Adonai Yah, sees? Because I see for you a future of great things, accomplishments, and all kinds of good things. We don't see that. We don't really see the future that well. But he asks us, do you see what Yah sees? And the answer should be, yes, I do. Shabbat Shalom.